Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Chris, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me.
So, Chris, one of the things Dan told me, too, you notice the judge in this case, this is in the aftermath of this, issued a formal injunction against news media not to be poking around with this student. Now, I thought with a minor, clearly this is a minor, isn't that something that almost always happens, you know, that since they're a juvenile minor, you can only do so much? What do you see as different in the judge in this case?
Well, actually, the main thing there was, as you brought up, yes, in these particular situations, minors do traditionally have their identity revealed, so that's not in it of itself. But to issue a court order, that is to do such a thing and to view, like, to mandate that no publication, no entity, no individual can mention this person's identity, and as I said, for the judge to do it through a court order, that is something that is not done in usual practice. And I actually confirmed that with the Upper Gwynedd chief of police as well, because I was under the impression the main thing, like, if you're a minor, you don't get your identity revealed. But for a judge to actually issue an order, that is a rare step. And it kind of raises a bunch of questions, because in the judge's statement, he specifically mentioned wanting to protect the privacy of the attacker. And he prioritized wanting to protect the privacy of the attacker, but didn't really seem to have that same priority or outright concern for the victim here, who was this 12-year-old girl who was brutally attacked and beaten with a Stanley Cup tumbler at the school last week. And it just kind of it's just hard to not get angry about hearing about this, because the whole thing is just indicative of what the radical left is doing regarding instances in which radical gender ideology and, you know, people are transgender are involved. They're going all these ways and doing all these extra things to coddle and protect them, even when they do things such as egregiously bad as this, and participate in not only actually attacking a 12-year-old student, but also attacking sheriff deputies at the hearing in which the transgender student had to go to because of the violent act that he did.
Yeah, exactly. Well, do you know, Chris, as a term of art, how this would work? But if someone is transitioning or someone is claiming gender identity, I'm assuming that's a protected class if you're in special. Now, my master's is in special ed, and I know when you have a special ed student, revealing almost anything, even if necessary here, I mean, if it's so bad with the student coming from one school to this school, this alleged attack, I'll say, even though I think everybody agrees it happened, then the alleged attack on the deputies, It shouldn't matter that you have special ed needs and you're designated something, something. It should be then that you have to be placed in another setting that you're dangerous to yourself and others.
Correct. I'd absolutely agree with you there. And I think it just goes back to, I mean, there were so many issues and layers involved with this whole thing. First, there was the refusal of school district officials, school administration officials, law enforcement officials to confirm the gender identity of the attacker. I mean, if it wasn't for parents coming forward and admitting this, it would still be unknown that the attacker was a transgender student. Because when I tried to contact the school district, the school board, everyone denied, refused to clarify. The police said that their gender was not part of the investigation, and therefore they couldn't comment. When I contacted North Penn School District, they referred me to a basically vague statement on their website. But in addition to that, there were other things that happened in the incident which were just had nothing to do with gender identity, just kind of like a systemic failure of the school in general. There were warnings of this person having an attack. School students went to guidance counselors, the school officials expressing fear and worry that this was going to happen, and were told by the teachers, or I shouldn't say teachers, school officials, not to worry about it. And it's hard to say why they said that, but I could definitely make a case that maybe they didn't. They said not to worry about it and didn't do the things that were necessary to prevent the attack because of the gender identity of the student, and they didn't want to cause a ruckus or cause controversy of taking extra preventative measures against this student because of their gender identity. Whereas if it was just a normal student, one could make the argument, again, this is purely speculative, that they would have taken precautions.
Yeah.
So it's a sad realization of the society we live in and how things are in the current climate, and they need to change.
Now, Chris, I've read in a couple of news accounts, so I'll say alleged in this, that the student was only at this school
alleged
for a couple of days from a previous school. And it's surprising to me the Upper Gwinnett would, if they said no comment, okay, but if they said that's not part of the investigation, it would seem to me, though, what's the motivation for this student doing this? Were they being teased? Were they being harassed, at least in their mind, that it was such an open secret that students went to guidance counselors? That one little girl was very, very valid, I think, in saying, why was something not done here? Some kind of watchful eye, and that leads us all the way back to this whole thing, the transgender part of it. And Chris, if that turns out to be the case, it would seem to be obvious in the end after the investigation, but I would point out we still don't have the Nashville shooter's manifesto when it comes to this issue.
Right.
They're just saying, as a matter of course, we're not going to let you know anything. And I don't think that's legal if it's part of the motivation, part of the issue that happened here.
I would agree with you. And the great point that you brought up on the Nashville shooter, because, I mean, you said we're still waiting for that. And it's that type, those type of things that happen with the transgender that raises these questions and raises these red flags that probably don't need to be raised or shouldn't be raised in a normal situation. Because, you know, it was brutal enough to happen without playing the left-wing radical politics and all this. And then you mentioned the little girl that was testifying. I believe her name was Emily. One of the students talking about the other systemic failures of the school here and a potential cover-up. And this is why I think there's more to the story. There's obviously more to the story and a cover-up. Is in her testimony before the school board, she was saying she exposed, and she deserves a lot of credit for being brave and courageous to say this. The school district in its official statement said after the attack had occurred, they held the students in their lunch cafeteria for a total of 8 minutes. And during Emily's testimony, she brought up that it wasn't actually 8 minutes. And her words, I'm paraphrasing her, was something to the effect of that she timed the whole thing, and it was actually 28 minutes.
Wow.
So if the school, and again, this is from based on her testimony, if the school is saying, you know, lying or misleading about this, then what else, you know, are they going to be lying about? What other things are they not telling the truth on and misleading on? And that just raises a whole bunch of questions that need to be answered.
Chris, great job as always, too. Washington Examiner. It seems like you were in there 3, 4, or 5 times a week. Is there a website for you, Chris?
Sure. You can search me on the Washington Examiner, or most likely, best, probably follow me on my Twitter account, at Chris W. Tremo on Twitter.
All right, Chris.
Chris,
thank you, as always, and to be continued. We have the mom coming up at 2 o'clock that led the protest. They may have spoken to the superintendent. We're going to find out.
All right, thanks for having me again.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.